Hello and welcome to Watch What Crappens, a podcast about all that crap on Bravo that we just love to talk about. This is part two of the recap. If you missed part one, go check out your podcast feed. It's right there. And without further ado, let's get right back into the recap.
So then they go to this hotel or whatever, and they're being greeted and they're talking about how much they love it.
They're in Punta Mita. That's where you go.
Punta de Mita. It's PK. Kristen is just sitting in the back. Everybody else gets off, but Kristen's just sitting there with the baby. And they're like, okay, Kristen. And then a guy blows a, what is it, like a horn or a conch shell or something? He's like, Kristen's like, well, I was trying to let the baby sleep, but I guess not.
Guess that's not going to happen.
Rip that horn guy a new one. Thanks a lot, horn guy.
So Zach's like, oh my god, look at this view, it's amazing. And so they check in and Jesse has no money on his card. So
LOL, broke ass Jesse coming with getting his card declined, and he's like, well, my sugar mama's coming tomorrow.
Yeah, Michelle is taking a victory lap. She's like, his credit card got declined.
She's so, like, I told you so, people. Okay, the guy is broke. And Lala's like, yeah, I thought you were going to have to give your credit card to Jesse's. She's like, he gave another guard. He's like, that is weird. That would never happen. And I'm like, oh.
So then they're all kind of like about to go off to their rooms because they all have their keys and everything. And Tom is talking to Luke at that front desk. He's like, okay, well, I'll get a drink with you when we go to, how about Before the Ocean? So you want to meet me there in like 10 minutes? And Luke is like, yeah, sure. I'll meet you in 10 minutes. And Kristen's like, Tom, he has a daughter. It takes more than 10 minutes. Caca. So Tom's like, oh yeah, sorry. My bad. Sorry, I got carried away. I'm just a little boy.
Yeah. So now they go to their rooms and Kristen is seething. Because her husband's already planning on going to have drinks. And she's like, oh, someone just blew a horn at us. So they go look at their rooms. And Jasmine is stuck in a room with a bunch of girls. And she's like, why do all the other couples get? Like, what do the other couples get a room? And I'm stuck with the girls. Like, what the hell? And my view is a parking lot.
Yeah. And then in the other room, it's Zach, Benji, and Tom Schwartz. And Tom's like, yeah, I mean, I like to have my own space, but like, if I was gonna be a third wheel with any couple, it's gonna be Zach and Benji. I'm like, I'm sure they love having you there too, by the way. Nothing two gay men want more than like a sad sack 56-year-old man with, you know, late 90s spiky hair and glasses.
Having a party called Schwartzapalooza. Yeah, exactly. So Tom's like, do you guys cuddle when you sleep? And Benji's like, yeah, I cuddle. And then I'm like, okay, buddy, turn over. That's enough of you. And Tom's like, yeah. And also, like, Zach and Benji are in an open relationship. Just saying. Just kidding, Kiana. Kidding. Those are jokes. Don't worry, Kiana. No one is worried, okay?
Yeah, I was like, I was so offended. I almost had to move my sunglasses off the tip of my nose. Almost. Now Jesse is FaceTiming with Lacey and he's like, here is the view. And she's like, it's pretty. And look, when are you getting in? 10 a.m. Okay. Well, it's going to be an hour long drive. I know. I've been there many times, Jesse. Okay.
You know how long it is to the hotel, Jesse.
I'll see you tomorrow.
Bring a lot of light stuff, you know, maybe something like cool and sexy. And she goes, oh my God, can you please not say cool and sexy? Ick.
So in the girls' suite, they're all talking because Kristen's in a bad mood. Because it's travel. Let's not forget, this is travel Kristen. Okay. There's a lot of talk about postpartum, but this is also travel Kristen, which is already fundamentally, she's just not a happy camper. And the girls are talking like, doesn't she have like a nanny with her and everything? And it turns out that Kristen has her sister and her brother-in-law there to help.
So how similar does her sister look to Gigi's sister? We only got like a really quick shot of her, but I was like, oh, that's Golnessa's sister.
Oh, I didn't even think
about that. And maybe I saw her because she was kind of like looking down into the crib while she was taking care of the baby, but I was like, it's Golnessa's sister. Watch out, we're in trouble. Did you know that Kristen's Lebanese? Like I this podcaster sitting here.
Yeah. Wow.
Just half left. Look at that. Me. Yeah, I didn't know that until recently. It's one of my loving these sisters. So anyway. So that's Brittany's exciting. Like, I just want to, you know, like try and get her out of it and get her in a good mood. Michelle's like, well, Luke seems great and very helpful from what I see. Oh, really? Wait till he's hanging out in the hallway, fake tearing, so someone will like stop and give him a crying scene.
Yeah, exactly. So Kristen's like, so you wanna hang out with TT? You wanna roll over? You wanna hang out with TT? Good job. Hang out with Nana. And Luke is like, oh yeah, cool. Look at you go, girl. You're gonna be crawling before you know it. Crawling to Colorado, hopefully, because LA sucks. Ah ha. Okay. So Luke is like, okay.
You know, the airport's always the most stressful part, but we're here now. So hopefully you can take a deep breath. Help me out.
She's like, see, it's the bedside manner is not great.
It's not like, great.
Don't condescend to her. Don't condescend to her. That's
not the way to start this, Luke.
Just say, I know that was really stressful. Now that we're here, is there anything I can do to make you comfortable? We're on vacation. I want you to feel on vacation. Not like, I know that was stressful, but hopefully now you can relax.
It's like, yeah, like take a breath now here. Do me a favor. Okay. And then he goes, oh, and let's just cool off and chill out here. Okay. And I'm not pressuring you to stay out with me either. Oh, okay. That's great that you're like, wow, you're in a shitty mood. Take a deep breath. And by the way, I'm going out all night and you don't have to come with me. So
yeah.
What?
Oh, I'm sure in your perfect world, I would just stay here with Kaya and you could go out with your friends. Like, I understand. He's like, no, why are you coming yet like that even? I'm not even saying that because you just condescended to her, Luke, and she picked up on it. And she's in a sensitive place where things that she might be able to just kind of like brush off, she's not going to. So she goes, so is that what this is for? You just like get fucked up every night until you can't see straight? I'm like, well, to be fair, they are on vacation with a group of people that do get fucked up every night. But, like, your point remains.
Oh, my gosh. It's like another couple fighting for the next hour. So he's like, but these are your words, Kristen. I don't even know where you're coming up with this stuff. I didn't say anything about going out tonight. You're just making assumptions and projecting on me. But you did. You just said, I'm not pressuring you to stay out with me all night. So what did that mean?
So Luke says, I've called it the daily criticism. Like, why you put her in that? In those clothes? Well, I don't change her diaper that way. This is what I get 90% of the time. I don't have all the confidence in the world. I'm new at this. It does put more doubt in my mind. Am I doing something wrong? Yes. By the way, we'll answer that for you. Yes. Am I not being a good partner? Yes, that is correct. You're not being a good partner. Am I not being a good dad? Well, jury's out on that. But either way. So he's like, these are the questions that are running through my mind. They get louder. I'm like, sir, you had like 12 years of Kristen Doty documentation out there in the public for you to consume before you got married. Like, you chose Kristen. Kristen's going to always give anyone a hard time that she's in a relationship with.
Yeah, I'm just not here for this guy's whining. And I wish he could hear the questions going around in my head. Why is this guy here? Who cast this person? Why did Kristen fuck this person at a wedding? Why did Kristen ask for this guy's baby to be inside of her? How did this guy's sperm get into an LA sperm bank if he hates LA so much and he only likes the country? So many questions. Right. And guess what? I don't care about the answer to any of them, sir. So she's like, well, I'm just making assumptions based on what happens at home. He's like, but it doesn't happen often. I mean, I've been hungover one time in the last 2 weeks. And she's like, oh, wow, one time in the last 2 weeks. Whoa, get him an award.
That was crazy that he said that. He goes, well, you say it like I party all the time. And it's only been, what, 14 or 15 days or... And so she's like, to be hungover and fucked up and not come home until 3 o'clock in the morning, it's kind of a lot when you have a brand new baby. He's like, okay, you know what? I'm done here. I'm going to go jump in the water with Tom to show that I am not someone who cares about partying all the time. I'm going to go out and I'm going to party.
Yeah. And she's like, okay, I'll take care of Kaya. Have fun. He's like, that's why your sister and David are here to help us out. And he's out of there.
Yeah. So, that's a cool time.
I get the frustration of being like, are we going to vacation? Didn't we bring people here to help us? But it's just the way this guy just is terrible. And he has to be the victim in every situation. Like, you're not the person for Kristen, you know? I mean, you to deal with a difficult person is just not this, just not this way. It's just not like this. It's like, hey, what can I do for you? You want to just sit and relax? You have to wait until her to be like, well, don't you want to go out and swim? You should go out and hang out with everybody, you know? Which she will if you just stop, like, poking.
Yeah, if you treat her with respect, and you don't condescend to her, I guarantee Kristen would say, like, why don't you go out and have fun? I'm going to hang out with Kaya. But if you're like, well, maybe now you can finally get it together. Maybe now you can finally take a breath and get over it. You know, it's like, it's going to agitate a situation. It's not going to improve anything.
Yeah, just sit and with like her your priority until the baby falls like, asleep or something, you know?
Take care of her first and then go on vacation. But don't prioritize vacation over her. And that's what he's doing. And she picks up on that and then she's angry. And everything's heightened for her because she's going through a lot. So now over at the pool, we have Schwartz and Zach and Benji, and they are just wading around in the water and everything. And Zach is like, oh my God, this is like what we need. It's like a birthday. Like, it does like a little stormy though. Like, is it supposed to storm? It's just like, not a sunset. Like, look at it. It's like ominous gray clouds are coming in. Like, oh my God. And of course, with gray clouds. It's
Luke and Danny.
It's Luke and Danny.
Here they come. Here come the gray clouds. So Tom's like, we're in Mexico, which I love. And there's Schwartzapalooza tonight. It's like kind of Coachella adjacent, right? Come on, let's go. We're on vacation. It's my birthday, man.
So Zach is like, asking if Kaya's with Casey and everything. And looks like, yeah, and Kristen and David. And Zach's like, but I thought the whole reason that you guys like flew Casey and David down was that so that way they could take care of the baby. And Luke is like, it is. So Zach is like, okay, well, listen, I'm not saying that you can't be upset. Like, that is absolutely crazy. But like, you know, that's hard. And he's like, I just want to be on her team. It's like, yeah. She just
I just want her to know I'm on her team. You just left her pissed off with the baby in a hotel room. So you can come have drinks with boys in a pool. Hello.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappens commercial.
Zach is like, you know, you're always on her side. She makes it seem like you're not on her side, but you're always on her side, as evidenced by you being here and not with her side, literally by her side at this moment.
Yeah, Zach's going to get ate up for this later when Kristen sees this. She's not going to like this. So then we go back to Kristen and Luke's suite, and she's, you know, she's like, oh, Kaya, you don't get to go to a party, right? Oh, I'm sorry, Kaya. And she's talking about how hard she worked to be a mother, and that's all that's important to her now. She's like there's always going to be a party. Like, there's always going to be a birthday. There's always going to be a fun trip. But Kaya's only going to be this age for, like, 1 second.
Yeah.
Okay, but then don't come on a trip that's a birthday party.
My concern for Kristen is something, like, this is going to go in a circuitous and strange place, but it reminds me of, you know, as my parents get older, sometimes I'm like, I'll be hanging out with them, like, soak in this moment. And I'm like trying so hard. I'm like, I don't know how much longer my parents will be here. And we'll just be talking, having just a generic conversation. In my mind, I'll be like, soak this in, Ben. You don't know how many more of the conversations these you have, da, 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 da. And then that takes me to, there was an episode of The Golden Girls. This is going somewhere. But there was an episode of The Golden Girls where Dorothy was like, Sophia has like a health scare. And Dorothy is like, oh my God, I don't know how much time I have left with Sophia. So she takes like Sophia to like Disney World or something like that. They go on a trip and she is like just constantly saying to Sophia, like, oh, let's look at the photo albums. Let's do this. And she's like staring at Sophia. And Sophia's at one point like, what the hell are you doing? You know?
Yeah.
And it's really about like how sometimes we try so hard to be like really intentional and savor these moments that we're not actually just like living. And so I understand what Kristen is saying, but I also hope that like she doesn't get so caught up in it that she stops being able to actually experience all the wonderful things around her. That's the lesson I took from The Golden Girls and where my brain went to when she had that little monologue. So you're welcome, everyone. I'm sure all the moms are like, Ben, shut the fuck up. You don't know what it's like being a new mom. This has nothing to do with that. But, you know, if I could bring in a Golden Girls, you know, parable, I will.
Everything is fixed by a Sophia reference.
Don't get mad at me. I invoke the Golden Girls.
My gosh. Yeah, that's cute. I love that show. So back at the girls' suite, Michelle's, they're talking about what kind of shoes to wear, you know, and what they're going to wear to these parties. And Lala's like, yeah. And then for Zach's, they just got like, you know, two chicks making out mouth to mouth. Like, what are they talking about? It's like make out sesh. Oh, so Brittany's like, yeah, I'll make out with anybody. If Tom were single, I'd make out with Tom. But he's taken. He's taken. And I don't know if that girl's a vampire or what. Has anybody seen that girl without sunglasses?
Everyone at one point has said, I would make out with Tom if he was single. So then the guys are still in the pool, and Luke is like, hey, Tom, are you going to be promiscuous this trip? He's like, oh, fuck no. And then Zach is like, well, Kiana is officially, no, you're their official, right? And Danny's like, oh, yeah, Kiana has Tom tattooed on her heart or something like that. And Tom is like, guys, I'm going to say something that I never said while I was married to Katie. You can roast me all you want. I love being roasted. But you've got to respect Kiana. Now, if you want to go in on Katie, go for it, bros. But not Kiana, because she's a model.
Yeah, like in the car when they were like, does she have a frontal lobe? I mean, come on, guys. And Zach's like, who said that? It's like, the girls did. And we see on the Sprinter van, Jasmine being like, oh my God, is that girl's frontal lobe even developed? And Lala's saying, it's not until 30. Lala, 30? Come on. It's 25. 25 is the common. And Tom's like, God, guys. And
damn so, it, Lala.
Damn it, Lala. Get your frontal lobe information correct. But I love that Tom's so offended, like they're making fun of her. They're making fun of you, not her. They're making fun of you for dating somebody so young. It's your exactly. Middle-aged crisis, okay? Pomade.
They like her.
It's like, oh, but my hair's like half spiky.
Oh, yeah. You know, Smash Mouth is my fashion North Star. Listen, I've read the studies, okay? They say your frontal lobe's not fully developed until you're 25. And she's 27. She has her shit together more than me. And I'm definitely not 27. Yeah.
Okay. Well,
I don't know if there is a frontal lobe in for Tom, unfortunately.
I would agree that she's got it more together than I think everybody would agree with that. But they're making fun of them. But they're making fun of you, not her. And
the loose pile of change has it more together than Tom Schwartz, let's be honest.
Yeah. And Luke's like, well, these girls are mean girls, though. Oh, God. And Danny's like, yeah, Kiana, that was it. That was the last. He's like, that's all I ask. I mean, roast the shit out of me. Just don't roast the shit out of Kiana.
These guys are all on a slow tumble towards the manosphere. The moment the Valley is canceled or they're off the show, we're going to be seeing them just going that entire path. They will be on that route.
Yeah.
And I think Wes Wilson will probably be with them. So then it starts to rain. And Zach's like, I need a shower cap for my hair. So now in the girls' suite, everyone's getting ready. People checking out Brittany's body, and they're impressed because she's only at 2 weeks out of surgery and everything, and she's swollen, but she feels good. And Janet's like, do not get glitter in any of your holes. We're going to hose you down at the end of the night. But meanwhile, Kristen and Luke's suite, Kaya's crying, and things are even more tense than they were earlier.
So Luke's like, babe, she just turned 4 months. We were told this was coming. 4 months sleep regression. Remember, she's going to be fussier. She's not going to sleep as much. It's going to be part of this. Like, we're told it was coming. And she's like, oh, I feel like you want me to be heartless and just leave her crying. And I can't do that. He's like, I don't want you to be heartless. She's like, but I can't turn it off and just be like, oh, well, she's crying. I can't be like you. He's like, oh, really? Well, I'm not a piece of shit like you accuse me of. Oh, God, Luke. You're just
not helping.
Oh, my God.
This is so meanwhile the women are Zach comes into the women's suite, and I don't know why I was so amused by this, but he's there to be like, guys, they're moving the Schwartzapalooza into the restaurant, and like Brittany just comes up to him and just starts putting glitter on his arm because he has his arm out because his arm is always out. And she just
that's how he
just
talks. Like, guys, we're moving to the restaurant because it's raining outside. So we have to move. What are you doing?
She's like,
I'm just putting glitter on you. He's like, why are you doing that? She's like, shut up. You love this shit, Zach. Come on.
I don't know why I thought it was so funny that like his arm was just out like normal and she just like clombed onto it and then just started putting glitter onto it. It's like a funny, weird thing to do. So then
Brittany, now they're gonna set up in the restaurant. She's like, okay, let's decorate my favorite thing. So they start cheersing and decorating, and Tom's like, well, we had a vision for Schwartzapalooza, you know? We were gonna go down to the beach and rave out, but it's raining. I guess we're just gonna be here in the free continental breakfast area of the hotel.
It was so sad. This empty restaurant with, like, yes, it was 100% the Continental Breakfast Buffet after hours.
It's like just a bunch of empty chafers and, like, middle-aged people with glitter and rave costumes, you know?
Fluorescent lighting. It was
sad. The fluorescent lights.
That was so sad.
So Danny's like, let's go party. Woo! Yeah, it's me, fun Danny. And everyone's just looking at him like, oh God.
So fucking annoying. He goes, let's, he keeps saying it over and over again, let's go. And Jesse, to his credit, looks at Danny and says, I mean, you look like you're a dad in Orlando at Disney. Because they're all dressed like pseudo music festival, and Danny's just in, like, dad, you know, resort wear. And he's like, what? What are you saying? And Michelle's like, you do look like an Orlando dad. You have brought the two of us together to shame you.
It's like, wow, me and Michelle disagreed on something. Big steps. And he's like, what did she say? She said you look like a dad in Orlando at Disneyland. She's like, well, I think you look very handsome, Daniel. Don't listen to her.
No, listen. You should listen. You look like a dad in Orlando. Like you really do. Like you should just be walking around the pool. I mean, he is a dad. And he probably has gone to Disney World. But he's really showing it.
You're supposed to dress like you're at a rave. Come on. So now everybody's dancing and eating and trying to have fun, but not really. And Danny just keeps going, let's go.
Why are you saying this? First of all, people don't say that at music raves. I really do feel like he has... I don't know. He doesn't know what
he's doing. A supremely obnoxious person. And so Lala's like, God, that's really intense. And he's like, Tomapalooza, wow. God, he's annoying. Jasmine's like, we need that energy. Tom's like, yeah, we do. It's like, thanks for that. It's very dead out here. Very, very dead.
Yeah, well, because you're having a party around the chafers of the Continental Breakfast. That's why. So Jesse's like, I'm just not a let's go guy. I leave that all to Danny. I love it though. Good for him. I don't have that much energy. He's got four kids. Michelle's like, we didn't know.
Yeah, we hadn't heard.
So then they're just hanging around. Danny's saying, like, by the way, happy birthday, Libra season. Libras are the best. Oh, I'm sorry. Danny's like, happy birthday, Libra season. How are we actually gonna turn this party into actual party? What are we gonna do? It's the dream is over, Danny. Just enjoy your booze while you have it and then go up to your room. And this is the best that Tomapalooza is going to be.
You know what's going to make it more fun? You running around screaming and yelling in everyone's ear how much fun you're having. Everyone loves that.
Yeah.
So Kristen and Luke come up. Kristen, they're arguing. Of course.
Of course.
And he's like, you don't listen. I brought these things up. She's like, Roger. It's like, well, it's been great hearing all the stuff you said about me today, Kristen. Get worked up and anxious. She's like, okay, if that's what you wanted to say, just okay. He's like, no, it's true. And I'll tell you something. It doesn't make me feel good. And you're like, look, oh, wow, look at you having a pity party. Oh, my God. Leave this part. This is already miserable. Please
don't tell your wife who is in clear postpartum that she's having a pity party. Can you just, like, not do that? So
I think he's saying that she's accusing him of having a pity party, because he's always walking around fucking whining. I'm like, she can't go through anything without him being like,
how did this affect me? What about me?
That makes you did not sense, have then. A baby out of your body that you are still dealing with the ramifications from. It's not the same.
So so Kristen's like, they join. But Kristen, you know, when she's upset, she doesn't, her whole thing is that she doesn't like to make a scene, which in turn makes a scene. She's like, no, leave me alone.
Kristen doesn't like to make a scene. Okay.
That's how she presents, right? Like, is everything fine? She's like, oh my God. Like, what? No, just like, leave me alone. Like, don't talk to me. Like, no, I don't want this to be a thing. Right. But like, in the act of doing that, it becomes like a thing. So Zach's like, do you want me to get you a drink? She's like, no, I can get it myself. It's like, okay, well, okay. It's like, so then he's like, I just want to dance to the thunder. Yeah. Benji's like, you want to do a rain dance?
No, I want to do an anti-rain dance. It's a great one. So they get a drink and Lala's like, so Jesse, do you think that you're like kind of low key because Lacey's not here and maybe your personality is dependent on her now?
Like out of nowhere. Like an out of nowhere Lala read. And Janet's like, yeah. Do you want us to like yell at you to be and be mean to you? Will that make you feel more comfortable? Jesse's like, she doesn't yell at me. She quietly withers at me. She just calls me out when I say or do something stupid or when I say or do something in any kind of way. See, Luke could learn a lot from me. You just be quiet and just take it on the chin.
So she calls you out when you do something stupid, like every day. He's like, oh, maybe. Jenna's like, wow, I just really love being around you both at the same time. It's so much more fun being mean to Jesse with you here to witness it.
And then Jesse does this thing where he takes his hand, he does like a behind his hand, like a hair flip. And they're like, Jenna goes, was that a hair flip? Because no, just whatever this thing is, just tickling the shit out of my neck. And I'm not allowed to do the hair flip motion when Lacey's around because she makes fun of me. So I had to take advantage of this moment.
So Luke and Kristen go to different tables and Danny's like, Luke, let's go. Oh
my God, Jesus. Jesus. And Tom's like, hey, Jody, I missed you. She's like, well, I don't like getting like fucked up and staying out late and all that stuff anymore. And Jasmine's like, well, it's okay to feel that way. I think we can all agree that's real. And she's like, no, it's so not fun. And she just wants to be at home with Kaya for the rest of her life. I guess maybe Luke is like saying
Luke,
that.
Yeah. And Jasmine's like, who said that? And Kurt's like, Luke says that about me. And he's like, but you're just 4 months postpartum. Well, you know, I do think that Luke probably feels a little unseen. Tom, now's not the time. Go to the other table.
Please don't advocate for Luke right now. And this is not the time or the audience. And Kristen's like, we have a 4-month-old. And guess what? She's only this age for like this long. Oh my God, she already just got older. Can I tell you something? In the past 3 seconds, she just got 3 seconds older. So Nia's like, yeah. It's like, and then we're gonna blink, and she's like, it just will never be like this ever again. So Brittany's like, yeah, she'll be 4. Like Cruz, it's crazy. Well, let's see, what's 365 times 4? Because that's how many blinks you'd have to do a second for him to turn 4, right?
Okay, well, let's just go party. Can we just party? Okay. Mama's night out. Oh, let's see. Hey, hold on. Danny, could you come rather my let's go? So Luke comes up and he's like, here, I brought you some cheese quesadillas. And she's like, oh, thank you. It's really sweet. Blah! And then walks away. Just ignores his quesadillas.
And then Luke is like, was my timing good? Was it bad? And Jasmine goes, your timing was terrible.
Yeah.
So Tom's like, yeah, could have been better. And he's like, and so then Janet's like, okay, she's basically, sorry, I don't have enough of an alcohol tolerance anymore. So I'm a little bitch, basically.
Sorry. Yeah, she's like not going to take a shot. And Zach is offering her the shot. He's like, you want to take a shot? She's like, yeah, I can't do that. I don't do that anymore. He's like, well, I don't even know where I'm friends with anybody anymore. She's like, did you just say we're friends? He said we're friends, everybody. And then it thunders. She's like, oh, it was a sign. That was a sign.
Zeus is bowling. So Luke is like, are you okay? She's like, I'm upset right now. I don't know why you're down here being like this. Like 5 minutes ago, you were screaming at me. He's like, that's a wild exaggeration. She's like, yelling and raising your voice. He's like, I wasn't even yelling. She's like, okay, you were being super fucking hurtful and you knew it. He's like, sorry. Like, do you know what I live with on a daily basis? Super fucking hurtful. The shit you say to me, are you fucking kidding me? I'm sorry, I can't. I can't even right now. The stuff I deal with on a daily basis and all I said was, please don't talk to me that way. That's all I said. Okay, Luke. I mean, no one wants their partner to be mean or curt or short with them and everything. But like, I just feel like he seems to not realize that like a lot of the way that she seems to be responding to him is based off of stuff that he does initially.
Well, yeah. I mean, he comes down like, God, Kristen. It's like, would you like a quesadilla? Which on one hand is offering to be nice, but just if she's in this mood, just fucking let her. I mean, my God. The thing that he's doing that's making me crazy is the constant like victimizing himself in front of everybody and on camera.
Yeah.
You know, it's just making me, and it's annoying me. Now, that said, Kristen is also Kristening. But, you know, if you're going to be with Kristen long term, you have to know how to deal with that personality.
Exactly.
He's just terrible at it. And she's like, I just want to be with my daughter. This is ridiculous. So he walks away to stand with Jesse and Danny. And then he's like, I want to jump in the ocean. Apparently, I was screaming at her and really hurt her. And Jesse's like, well, what the hell's been happening all day? And he's like, well, she loses her mind when trouble happens. And I'm aware that there's things. Anxiety and stress and all these other things, like, but she goes into this manic state. It's like a regular thing.
Yeah, crazy Kristen. So Jesse's like, well, you seemed very patient at the airport. What happened? Of course Jesse's gonna take that perspective, like, well, you were just being a nice guy because you are a guy. And so Luke is like, I am very patient. And Danny's like, yeah, because she is. She's patient, right? You know, she's the mom. She has hormonal things going crazy and stuff. At least she didn't try to make you look like a janky pageant person, right? Like, didn't put any of that yellow makeup on your face like my wife did.
Yeah, she didn't make you lose a pageant, did she?
It's like the point of like tearing me down to the point. She's like, you don't even fucking care about Kaya, saying shit like that to me. Jesse's
like, they're like, that's not fair. He's like, yeah, it's not even close to fair. I mean, look at her. She's rolling her eyes, you know, and she's saying like, Luke wants a pity party and Luke's such a little bitch. And then she says, I'm screaming at her, saying awful things to her. And I'm like, oh, this is stuff I deal with and I have to take it on the chin every single time. I've never seen you take it on the chin. Was that off camera? When was that?
Oh, seriously.
Commercials. Here comes one right now.
Brittany is checking in, and Kristen's like, I don't feel good. And they're like, you've got to eat something. Like, you haven't eaten anything all day long. And so, meanwhile, the guys are like, Danny's saying, it's the hardest job, being a man. And so Luke is like, I mean, I fucking love Kaya so much, and I love Kristen so much. Well, of course you do. And then there's lightning. Another ominous lightning strike.
And it's like, my God, that lightning was insane. Hey, lightning, let's go. That's what happens to marriages, you know? It becomes about the child. But, you know, the basic connection is to still stay united in the marriage. Okay? So just tell her, take off your fucking mic and then tell her what you really mean in a guest house somewhere where there's no cameras.
Yeah, Danny's really wanting to talk. The focus should be about the child while he's like, why do I have to hold this child? Yeah. So Jesse's saying, he's like, yeah, one thing that I always said about our relationship is that we kept on growing and the relationship stopped. I'm like, thanks for that insight, Jesse. That has nothing to do with anything. So Luke is like, I'm fighting for our relationship by, you know, trying to go out to the pool and drink. And everything's just so heightened with a kid, obviously. And they're like, yeah, 100%. He's like, you know, you only think so much about, like, you only think so much without this coming back to, like, oh, I'm sorry because I do. Like, I know that you're not that. I know that you don't feel that way. I don't actually think about you that way, having to compound and never having that reconciliation. I'm starting to lose my mind. I can't do this forever.
Which he says multiple times. And then Kristen's like, yeah, but you say things like, I can't do this anymore. It sounds like you're going to leave me. He's like,
exactly.
No, I never said that. What are you saying? I would never, blah, blah, blah. And then here he goes, like, I can't do this forever. And I've said it, you know, and if this is the status quo and how it's going to be, if things don't improve from here, there's not going to be a wedding. Well, okay. You know, who cares if there's going to be a wedding or not? You've had a child with this person, you dumbass. I love that he's like, oh, wow. Well, I'm going to show her, not give her a commitment. You already committed. You had a child with this person.
I think Kristen just wants reassurances that she has a partner in this process that's very, very difficult for her. And I think she's insecure. I think she probably feels bad that she's pulling him from, like, the things he wants to do. She probably sort of innately feels bad because he wants to be in Colorado. And she feels bad, but then she gets frustrated that she's meant to feel bad because they should be doing this together. And then she probably gets, like, angry at him. And then he does things that are quite frankly not reassuring that he has her back into this, especially saying things like this on camera, like, there's not going to be a wedding. I don't know how long I could do this forever. And then she's paranoid that he's going to walk out at any given moment, which makes her feel even crazier. And then she circles the wagons even more around Kaya, like, I must protect this. So, like, I just think that Luke is contributing so much toxicity to the situation. And even though, like, I feel like we see it more from Kristen, the way she's lashing out, I think it's really Luke who is really, he has the tools to be able to help the situation a lot more than I think Kristen does in this moment. And he's just not using them.
Well, this is a person she really wanted to have a baby with because she was like, my time's ticking. I need to have a baby. I'm going to do it. And if this works out with this person, it works out. And if it doesn't work out with him, okay, I want the baby, you know? And so she's trying to make it work out. But it's not like this was ultimately the best person. It's just the person that was there. And I think she's trying to make something fit that just doesn't fit. I mean, this, you can't have these two personalities together forever. You just can't. Like, Kristen needs somebody to be like, Kristen, I understand. Okay, I'm going to give you a minute. Or what, and be able to walk away and not get as emotional as Kristen's getting. And I don't even mean because of the postpartum and all of that, because obviously we've acknowledged that. But Kristen in general, like, just Kristen from the past decade. Like, she's just a very high emotional. She's got a lot of emotions, you know, and you can't, those, you can't have two people.
And she lashes out. So that's like, that's the, her... Her baggage in life is that she lashes out a lot when she is feeling cornered, misunderstood, like confronted, upset, hurt, hungry, thirsty, 3 p.m. But she does. She lashes out. So like it's like you said, pregnancy or no pregnancy, like you go into that relationship knowing that this is her personality. And you, like we say to so many people on Bravo, you can't change people. Like you just accept them with how they are.
Well, you can't fight fire with fire, you know, and that is definitely, Kristen is a fire and he is, he's not like a water or even a wick, you know, that could use the fire. He's just, you know, I don't even know what that guy is.
He's a tarp that's trying to smother the fire, but it's just going to melt and then just contribute terrible chemicals to the environment for many centuries.
Yeah, I think ultimately this guy comes across as like a user. He comes across as someone who is like, wants to be on TV. And is doing the whole like, but I'm a country boy, so we naturally hate LA. Wink, while he's like soaking it all up, but he doesn't really want to be here. You know, I think this is like a big case of settling that we're watching. Another one on the Valley of all places.
Where did the campers?
Who would have thunk it? Who would have thunk it? So anyway, he's having a fit. She's having a fit. And then we bounce to another conversation and Janet is still giving Jesse shit. And she's like, oh, wow, Jesse, your hair. He's like, oh, yeah, it's sweaty, right? When I got my haircut, he goes, you want the F-boy haircut? And I said, yeah. And she goes, what's that, frat boy? He goes, I think it, no, like different than frat boy. And then he's like, this is so sad. Hey, Zach, let's do it. Come on, brother.
Yeah, I think, talk about someone who's trying to make fetch happen is Danny, trying to make this the rager that he wants it to be. He's like, I just want to get drunk. Zach's like, yeah, okay. You, by the way, you all, Lala, you better wear something sluttier to my birthday party. She's like, well, fuck. So Janet's like, okay, I have a question. Because you and Benji have an open relationship. So when you're on vacation like this, he's like, no, if we're together, it's different. Like, unless we talk about it. She goes, well, I mean, like, obviously, like, I'm bisexual, which, by the way, I did not know about. So technically, when I'm not with Jason, he's like, I don't care if you hook up with girls. And I've never acted on that, though, you know? He's like, shut your fucking mouth right now. You're about to tell me that, like, if I found you with a woman here, it'd be like, okay.
And she's like, oh, my God, you don't even have to look around because the woman is... Michelle, she's my dream girl. And she talks about how she's been with women in the past. And we see a VPR flashback from 2019 of Dana being like, Janet, what do you think about threesomes? And she's like, I love them. Dana's like, do you? What are you doing later? Just kidding. But like, actually, no.
That was a joke. I'm a comedian. So Janet is like, she's just saying that Michelle's stunning and that she's like an Abercrombie model and she'd have fun with Michelle, blah, blah, blah. And by the way, you know, in the reunion, this will be a 10-minute segment. Janet, you said you would fool around with Michelle. Do you think about women a lot? How big boobs do you like on women that you'd want to fool around with? What do you think about that? Jason, have you seen the Janet fool around with a woman before?
And Zach's like, well, are you okay with him doing stuff with men? She's like, I mean, if he were into it, I'd love it. He's like, oh my God, I'm going to write that down.
So now Kristen and Brittany are coming out of the bathroom. And Brittany's like, she's like, are you okay? And Kristen's like, for the love of God. She's like, do you want to talk to Luke or do you want to, like, what do you want? She's like, no, I just want to go to bed. So they walk past Luke and Jesse, and Luke is like, I mean, it's insane that like I do one thing for myself. And then all of a sudden, and then of course, Kristen rolls up right when he's saying that. So it's like clear that she's heard him telling a sob story about himself to Jesse.
So Zach's like, babe, do you need me to walk you up? And she's like, no. And Luke's like, what's up, babe? She's like, I'm going to bed. It's like, you're what? And so it's like, you're going to bed. Are you okay? Huh? It's like, Luke, she just heard you talking shit. You know?
Yeah.
And she's like, my stomach hurts. I'm just throwing up. And he's like, did you eat? You can't just not eat anything, Kristen. You have to take food. You can't just not eat all day. And she tells us, I get that Luke is only 34. He's not 42 or 43. I mean, wait, how old am I? 42 or 43. But I know, but I'll know this. I'm not going to be this age for much longer.
So Kristen's like, it's my bedtime. It's like, babe, it's only 9 our time. She's like, ugh. I get that Luke wants to go out with his friends, and he wants to go out on a Friday night, and he wants to go out to Tom Tom for brunch on Saturday.
Oh, really? Person not who hates fly fame? Anymore. Really? Person who hates fame? So you go to Tom Tom every week for brunch, the place that people will know you and ask for your autograph. Oh, I hate fame. I hate it.
If you're living in the Valley, you're not traveling to Tom Tom for brunch unless you want to be recognized.
Yeah.
No one goes to Tom Tom anymore. So Brittany's like,
well, they can't. Brittany needs to go. Closed.
Oh, is it closed?
Didn't they sell it? She's selling it, or it's
closed. Oh, well, she's close. I don't know. But Brittany, meanwhile, also needs to go to bed because her body is like, yeah, no more recovery time. So she's going to go to bed. And Danny's like, wow, this lightning's insane, dude. Let's go. Please just throw him in the ocean.
Please. Muscle him. I can't.
Muscle him.
Lala's like, okay, well, I mean, Luke really looked upset, you guys, and then Kristen was crying. And, you know, I'm new back into my friendship with Kristen, but I have known her for many years. Same behavior, guys. Same behavior. And Tom's like, yeah, same. I mean, she's never really been in a balanced, healthy relationship. And also, in like some ironic way, maybe it's like jarring for her. Like, she doesn't know what to do.
No, she's postpartum, and she has an immature fiance who is like 9 years younger than her and hasn't been through certain life experiences, and he's being condescending to her. That's what's happening.
He is, but Kristen's also being a nightmare.
She is a nightmare.
This is all true, but Kristen is, I mean, her friends are even like, Jesus Christ, Kristen's still Kristening, you know?
She's always baseline nightmare, okay, no matter what, especially when traveling. But like, again, like he's the one who willingly embarked on that nightmare.
I think that there is something to be said for this self-sabotage thing that she gets. Like, where, you know, you're testing it to make sure it's real, you know? Like, will you leave? Really? Are you going to be here forever? Well, how about now? I think that there's something to that. And Lala's like, yeah, you know, when something is good, people like me and Kristen, we're like, how do I fuck this up? Like, I wouldn't know a healthy relationship. Wait for it, guys. If it slapped me across the face with its dick.
So Nia is like, well, they're working it out, so you know, we're still figuring it out at times, you know, my love. And so Danny's like, always, we're always figuring out what's wrong with Nia. So then Luke is now in the chair and he's texting like, should I come back to the room or no? Just go back to the room. Like, don't stop putting it on her. And so Brittany and Melissa walk by, and Brittany's like, hi. Because it's sort of funny because Brittany's like clutching onto Melissa's arm because she needs some help getting back. And I don't know why it was like a funny image of Brittany like arm in arm with Melissa. And it's so just
Brittany's got like pink glitter, like really thick smeared across her eyes. And she's Brittany, you know, and they're walking through this hallway and Luke's just sitting in like a chair, but like in the corner of the hallway, just waiting for a camera to pass. I mean, this fucking guy. So she's like, oh, hi. Are you okay? And he's like, yeah, I'm okay. You swear? She's like, well, I mean, I'm willing to talk to you about it, you know, like how it feels and stuff, you know? And he's like, go take care of yourself right now. I can't. Please.
He's like, well,
just leave me alone with the camera.
She's like, you guys are both back and forth. So she was like, maybe he would understand from you coming like postpartum stuff because she knows like you guys can't understand that. And he's like, I know. And she holds it against me. And she goes, well, I think just like give her some grace. He's like, she gets grace 99% of the time. It's like, oh, well, okay, well, here. Okay, I hear from my best friend's point of view, you know, and I know it's hard for men to understand what a woman goes through in postpartum, but at this point in Kristen's life, you know, it's the baby, it's her healing from what the baby's been through, like what her body's been through, and then it's Luke down there, but this is like not going to be a forever thing, and this is just what's happening right now.
I love that she's standing up to Luke and being like, well, I hear from my best friend, so please. And he's like, but how do I not defend myself when you tell me I want to party more than I care about her? And Kai, you literally have been talking about partying nonstop. You just said,
yeah.
I'm like, oh. So you're not, you're not tricking anybody, Luke. And she's like, well, I'm not saying don't stand up for yourself. He's like, yeah, but those are things she says to me. And she's like, but she knows that's not true. I think she's just having a hard time. And he's like, okay, then tell me the next day. Then be like, I'm sorry that I said that shit to you. You know, I know you're a good dad. I know you do these things. Yeah, but you said she does do that the next day, usually. That was your problem recently, is that the next day she comes and she's like, sorry.
Mm-hmm. And so she says, postpartum depression is awful. And she doesn't, you know, like, look, she doesn't love the way she looks. She doesn't love the way she feels. She doesn't love it. And he's like, well, I wish it wouldn't come out in such harsh words. And he says, because no one can cause me more pain than Kristen can.
He's like, something has to change. We need to get back to respecting and loving each other, or this isn't gonna work. Oh, just fucking go. You've said that like 5 times this season. Just go. It's not gonna work. So leave now, but you won't until you're canceled.
Yep. So that was the episode. I loved it. I thought Kristen going through it was fascinating, and I thought all the stuff sort of around Kristen was like very funny. Like I was laughing, I was like chuckling at all sorts of little things, just his hair flip and them telling Danny he looked like his dad in Orlando. I don't know. I loved it.
Well, that's good. I'm glad you did. I love talking about it with you. That's for sure. Everybody, yeah. Thanks so much for being with us. We will have a bonus episode coming out later today for Love Island. And we will talk to you next week for more stuff, with more stuff. Recap stuff. Bravo stuff. We'll be there. Okay. See you next time.
Bye.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
She answered the call. It's Adia Paul.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Our way is the Amber way.
It's the Foster and the Furious. It's Amanda Foster.
It's Always Automatic with Ashley Otto.
Put your hands together for Carly Clapp.
Get on the right foot with Chrissy Offutt.
She's not just a Sheila. She's a Daniela. Etchels.
We never miss her call. It's Diane Call.
Sunday in the Park with Dylan Clark.
Big yay, it's Emily Gauthier.
Erin McNicholas. She don't miss no trickolas.
Hava Nagila Weber.
You'll never hide from Heidi Eleanor Jones.
It's no BS. We love Hugo E.S.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
Sipped some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
She's our favorite streamer, Caroline Peacock.
Kristen the Piston Anderson.
Que sera, sera, whatever will be, will Lauren Silsby.
She gets an A from us, it's Lindsay D.
Let's give a kisserino to Lisa Lino.
Fresh as a daisy, it's Maisie McHenry.
Come again? We're obsessed with Margaret O'Halloran.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
Gather round for the lore of Michelle Moore.
This is Living with Michelle Vivian.
I love a ya, Olivia Williamson.
She sure is swell. It's Raquel.
Yes, we canna. It's Savannah.
Cast a spell with Shannon Spellman.
Let's share with Sharon Eldridge.
Darn Skippy, it's Tippy.
And our super premium sponsors.
She's VVIP, it's Amanda V.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
Let's get real with Caitlin O'Neill.
Put us on a stretcher, it's Charlotte Fletcher. Hogle your horses, it's Christine Hogle.
Don't get salty with Christine Pepper. Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides.
Who, what, why, where, and Gwen Pentland.
Nobody holds a candle to Jamie Kendall. We got our wish, it's Jen Plish.
Have a kebab with K. Rob.
My favorite Murdo, Karen McMurdo.
Let's get savage with Laura Wildman.
In the study with a candlestick, it's Leslie Peacock.
We're ride or die for Lisa Ryder Barron.
She's a whiz, it's Liz Sarthy.
Always killing it, it's Lola Alkalani.
Roger that, it's Marlis Rogers.
The incredible edible Matthews sisters.
She eases our woes, it's Melissa St. Rose.
She's the lady of the house, it's Rachel Sharouse.
There's a chance of meatballs, it's Rebecca Cloud.
She's our princess, it's Rebecca Prince.
She's the queen bee, it's Sarah Lemke.
We cannot tell a lie, it's Sarah Telefson.
Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony.
Please don't stop, it's Soli and Pop.
Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
Strike a pose, it's Tori Rose.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Kuchar. We love you guys.